This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 57 of Sunday Supplement with
57.
Me. Interrupting me as always.
57.
Is he?
Do you think you're going to live to 57, Simon? I mean, I know, like, with your diet and exercise regime, you're probably not going to live till next week.
Well, but what would you do? I don't exactly have a rock and roll lifestyle, and I do exercise, and I've lost a lot of weight this year, and I haven't had a chocolate bar for as long as I can remember.
Really? But that's about 5 minutes, isn't it?
Well, yeah, my memory isn't the best, but then I just blame the hereditary Alzheimer's in my family for that.
Simon was going to be appearing Cats, and he was going to sing that song Memory, but he kept forgetting the lyrics.
Oh dear God.
Yeah.
You're such a twat wagon.
Twat wagon makes me think of the opening episode of Deadwood, but you get to see people going through the prairie, basically, trying to get on wagons, and a lady says, and it's brilliant.
I've been having a swear-off on Facebook, and there's been some very good entries, which you disappointingly haven't joined in with. But Twat Wagon was the winner of the last round.
Twat Wagon is good. See, I found pig tits to be my current favourite swear word, because it's not serious enough. It's like just before you go on stage, and you can tell it's quite a difficult audience, you just go, oh, pig tits.
Yeah, pig tits is an exclamation, isn't it? Twat Wagon is what you call someone.
Yeah, you are a twat wagon rolling through the dales of penis.
So, I know you got a paper, because otherwise it'd be pointless recording this.
It wouldn't be pointless to do this without papers, Simon. It would be slightly more difficult to reason. I mean, at the moment, all this is our weekly conversation ego trip / please pay us attention podcast.
Yeah, it's an audio masturbation.
But the good thing about it is we can make ourselves feel better by mocking those who are hardworking and actually produce
proper things.
Yeah, like supplements. But on the other hand, we are better because we don't try as hard as they do, and their stuff is just as crap as ours.
So what did you buy?
I bought the mirror. You can look yourself in it and weep. I actually bought it thinking this is going to be really good, and as it turned out, it wasn't. So
there's a shock.
Well, yeah, because the mirror would have won last week, because actually we said the Express would have won, but the Express itself was a supplement of the mirror.
Well, it's also a supplement again of my paper this week. So I think I must have been wrong about it being a supplement of the mirror last week. It's a supplement.
You tricked me. You tricked me into getting the wrong paper. I hate you.
Yeah, it's the supplement of the Daily Star Sun. Sunday,
blimey.
Which I bought, right, and I came out of the shop, and halfway back to the car I noticed that I was carrying it like a bag of dog shit, like in two fingers out in front of me with my nose turned up. I might as well have just bought a used nappy as far as my natural body language was concerned.
Where do you buy your used nappies from, Simon?
Buy used nappies.
Well, you're saying you may as well have bought them, so they're about the same price, presumably, one would think.
I bet there is a website that you can buy used nappies on.
I suspect if anybody tries to find that website, the police will confiscate their computer.
Anyway, my paper is called The Daily Star Sunday, and every time you misspeak its title, I get a point.
Why?
Because it's such a stupid name for a paper. The Daily Star Sunday.
Well, it's daily, in that Sunday is a daily thing, occurrence, if you take out all the other days of the week.
Also, it's a massive sack of twat wagon.
But you can't say twat wagon again, Simon. You got to be...
Oh, okay. Bum gravy.
Oh, that's not pleasant.
I don't think either of us particularly wants to cut out and keep anything this week, but, you know, we must follow form.
Yeah, we must follow our own arbitrary rules, which you made up through fits of going, no, we need structure.
Well, I'm right.
We need structure and discipline like some sort of toddler. Otherwise, we'll just cry and wet ourselves and stay up late.
Name one creature that doesn't have an underlying bone structure. I bet you can't.
A worm.
I've got
Bushell on the box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Gary Bushell is possibly the weirdest man in the world. He's a TV critic, and he considers himself left-wing.
Really?
Yeah, no, he really does. He's in a punk band and everything, and he goes on tour in America, and they're quite big.
I think you're confusing left-wing with obnoxious.
Well, no, but his argument is that you need to talk to the working class the way they liked to be talked to, which is incredibly patronising, right? And this is what he says about University Challenge. There was a woman on it called Olivia. Did you see Olivia on University Challenge? It'd be wrong and ungallant to suggest that she was a geezer in a dress. This cropper college graduate had a PhD in law and BA, brackets, bugger all, in the bra.
Right. Didn't he really freak out that she was a type of spread?
No, she's not Olivia. She's Olivia.
Oh, okay.
Right, and then he spends the rest of his column quoting other people trying to be funny. He's got that nice line of Frankie Boyle's from Charlie Brooker talking about when they cut open a giraffe, what did they expect to find? A horse with a periscope. Which is quite funny.
Frankie Boyle, he's one of those people who I just think is hilariously funny, but ruins most game shows because he just takes it over.
Yeah, he was good on Charlie Brooker, though.
Yeah, he was. And the beard is an improvement, which I think about most men, though. And women, actually.
And Charlie Brooker's rant about them not liking the autopsy programme was an amazing piece. No other TV host would shout his contestants and tell them that they're f***ing stupid and still be really charming with it. It's a great show, actually. It's worth watching. It's called You Have Been Watching.
It's on Channel 4 Catch Up if you want to watch
Definitely
it.
Definitely is. And then finally, he starts talking about Chris Moyles in very unflattering terms, which is always a good thing. But then he gets on to... He does my head in. He, as a leftist, he thinks the BBC is too leftist. It's just this weird enigma of that. Is the Beeb so committed to the wonders of immigration that it counts against you if you have no overseas blood in your family? Or is it just that the production team love a foreign jolly up at the licence payer's expense? Neither.
It's what Nick Cohn talks about. The great contradiction is that the working class are actually quite right-wing in their opinions, which is why you get people voting for BNP and such like. And actually the left, which supports working class rights, is quite intellectually, esoterically namby-pamby.
Yeah, and also it harbours a little bit of a secret hatred for the people it's supposed to be supporting.
Well, yeah, I mean, the big fundamental flaw within the left is that the left support gay rights, multicultural feminism, all that sort of, you know, stick. But your average working class white man from the 1930s didn't exactly like any of those. So I tried to represent people by telling them what they should believe in, which is, I can understand why people go, oh, it's really patronising. On the other hand, they're good values, which I agree with.
We're getting a little bit deep. Say a swear word.
Piss artist.
Now, can you beat Gary Bushell, please, with huge sticks until his brain bleeds?
5-day bikini blitz. Oh. The amazing diet that lets you eat as much as you want, and you can still lose 14 pounds in less than a week. Yeah, hear that? You can eat as much as you want.
And lose 14 pounds.
Yeah.
Is that in money?
Well, probably. I don't know how much the book costs.
You're offering up a diet as your cut out and keep. Are you going to do the diet?
It's really funny because it says, like, you can eat as much as you want. Brackets, you shouldn't feel hungry. So we've based this on this. Basically, it's a weird one. It's no sweet things or processed things or dairy unless it's live yogurt.
So what does that leave?
Basically, for breakfast, one day you can have unsmoked bacon and eggs all cooked in olive oil.
Ooh, quite nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I had kippers for breakfast yesterday. Love kippers. And then the day before that, I had bacon and eggs and a warmed through pan au chocolat.
Wow. I haven't had a pan au chocolat in ages and I really like them.
Yeah.
But I just think I've got to start the day on Weetabix.
Well, this is the thing. I've been starting the day on Weetabix for 3 or 4 months now and I just kind of wanted a change, hence the kippers.
Did you get hungry because you ate kippers?
No, actually, it's very filling.
Yeah, well, it's a protein. Protein sits in your duodenum and releases a chemical, makes you feel full.
And the omega fish oils made me 15% smarter for the day.
Wow.
With no statistical evidence to back that up.
Isn't it omega?
Omega.
Ooh, see, omega sounds quite good. But it's the Omega 13 device, the Galaxy Quest.
So, is Gary Bushell better than your diet? Which would you rather eat?
The diet is only designed for the first 5 days, but you can follow it for up to 14 days.
Hang on, so it's saying this is a 5-day diet, and then after that you don't need to worry about it?
Yeah, it's basically a crash diet.
I hate. I still think I'd rather eat Gary Bushell. Not in a dirty way, just cook him.
Some fava beans and nice Chianti.
No.
Why not?
I don't think he'd go with a Chianti.
No, he's more sort of like, you know, lager. Some oven chips and a Stella. Fuff, 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 fuff.
Let's play Article or Farcical then. Well, we don't.
Well, not us. Let's play it. Let me play you and the readership at it. So, are you ready, readers? Do you have your pencils? Do you have your whistles? And do you have your shin pads? Because this is going to get rough and ready.
We're not playing hockey.
Shade in and shut up. We're playing Venn diagram games. All of these articles are taken from the supplements of the Sunday Mirror, apart from one of them, which I have taken from the amazing imagination of my mind.
Of your bottom.
No, of my mind. So, which one of these is an article and which one of these is a farcical?
The third one. Let's just save time.
Okay.
Right.
Number one.
But hang on, you've got to do it in the order you were going to do it. You can't just now put the third one as an arbitrary one that was wrong.
All right.
That would be cheating.
I'll do it in exactly the order then. I've got it down here.
Okay.
Life on the Ocean Save.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It's a Sunday Mirror, Simon. Top 10 salad bowls with servers.
Right, okay.
Top 10 bedside tables with lamps. And top 10 villas with pools. Which are the articles? Which are the articles?
So, essentially, it's just a load of lists in your paper this week.
Pretty much.
Is there a top 10 list of top 10 lists at the back of it?
Alas, not.
Would be quite good. Right, so I preempted it by saying the lamps one, didn't I? Lamps. That's what you do when you punch someone.
Yeah, you do, yeah. So are you going to stick with the lamps one? Or are you going to change your mind because you're a drivelling coward?
What is the number one salad bowl?
Ironically, right. All the top 10 lists don't actually come with numbers, so you don't know which is the top 10.
Oh. It also suggests that someone is claiming that they've tried every single salad bowl in the world and that these are the 10 best ones.
I think Jonathan Meads has.
Jonathan Meads has not ate salad.
I don't think Jonathan Meads has ever eaten salad, but he's tried the bowls.
He may have eaten a pig's head out of one of the bowls.
That would be amazing.
But he couldn't then judge it on the veracity of its saladiness.
I would love to own a DVD watching Jonathan Meads eat a pig's head. In real time, completely non-edited. He can speak if he wants to, but he doesn't have to. He's just eating a pig's head. I think that should be commissioned.
That would be weirder than his surrealism episode.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Right. Anyway, so yes, lamps. Number three, I'll stick with my first guess before you listed them. Lamps is a farcical.
Now, why do you think that?
I don't. There's no thought into it whatsoever, just like the three top 10 lists. Ooh, look at that satire. I'm a bitch.
And just like the fact that however much effort you put into life has no effect on the outcome, Simon, you win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You should have agonised over it.
What, changed my mind? So that you'd win?
Yeah. Well, I assumed you would, you see. I didn't think you were that lazy, but how little I know thee, Mr. Dunn, how little I know thee.
Ah, pig tits to it. Time to come up with an obvious dirty pun about bags now and do your letters.
Oh, I should have talked about that. My cut and keep.
What?
I've got a interview with Annette Crosby and she talks about growing old gracefully and how she had her bags removed from under her eyes when she was 40.
How is that growing old gracefully?
Well, she said it's due to the lighting in TV studios. It's all sort of light from the top, it just gives you big bags.
I see.
So she got them removed.
I have learned a good exercise about how to get rid of the bags under your eyes.
Really? Is that running really fast?
What you do is you try and blink, but using your bottom eyelids to get to the top.
That's freaky. It looks a bit like you want to have a poo.
And it is freaky, and it makes you go a bit weird. But it feels like it should work.
Yeah, either that or really exercise them so they fill up with extra fluid and then you die. You don't die, you just get baggy eyes.
Dear Simon.
Oh, where is Izzy?
Everything Izzy said last week was wrong.
What?
That's from Daniel in Stoke. And to be honest, as I was editing it last week, I did think that everything you said was wrong.
What do you mean? I didn't say anything that's wrong.
Just go back to the last episode and listen and agree with me that everything Izzy said was wrong.
Who was his name?
Daniel.
Daniel. I hate Daniel. Daniel is a twat wagon. He's got no nipples. No nipples, no neck, and five arses.
Yeah, but also, you've got to remember that everything you say is wrong.
He's got no nipples, no neck, five arses, and all the social dexterity of Piers Morgan. So, I've got one here from Simon. Not that Simon. Simon in Manchester.
Oh, weird thing, right? I put a comment on someone's photo album on Facebook, and then the little notification box told me that Simon Dunn had also put a message on that album. I thought, that's confusing. And apparently there are two Simon Dunns.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I did a Google search, and it turns out I'm not the only Simon Dunn on Google. There is also a world-famous quarterback who no one has ever heard of, and a chocolatier. And I'm not a chocolatier.
No. But if you were a chocolatier, would you be riding a horse and getting the ladies?
No. Do your letter.
It's not my letter. This is from Simon in Manchester. And it says, what did you think of the Harry Potter film?
Oh, God.
Also, I've had tweets from Laura Stevie and a few other people about what I thought about the Harry Potter film. So I always just say that Snape was very, very pretty in it. I mean, they made him look really pretty. They gave him a new wig and it was all tousled and cool.
I'm sure that's what they meant when they asked you about the film.
Yeah. And he gets his feet wet at one point and it makes me go... And it's a bit where a scene ends with him just repeating an incantation over and over again. But I went to see it at the IMAX, right? And the first 12 minutes of it were in 3D. I don't know why the whole thing wasn't. And it was just amazing because you go through the sign. And the IMAX in 3D, everything appears normal size. So it's literally like you're walking through a house. It's bizarre. And when the sign went over us, the entire audience as one went, yeah.
Weird.
Like
it's
that.
In 3D, is it?
Yeah, first 12 minutes. It was amazing. I've never been so confused.
You've never been confused by depth before.
I've been confused by depth before, Simon.
Yeah, those Immanuel Kant books really did your head in, didn't they?
Yeah, I can't read Immanuel Kant.
That only works in a Bristolian accent. I can't read Kant.
Oh, you can't read Kant.
We had a few nice words about me fixing the iTunes feed because I'm brilliant.
Yeah, that's improved a lot, hasn't it? Well, you see, you finally take the time just to press a couple of buttons.
It took me 2 days.
Just like one or two buttons.
2 days. Not a couple of buttons. Two days.
Two buttons, Simon. Just a tip-tap. That's all you had to do. And now everybody say, well done, Simon. After three, yeah, now you look like an idiot. Yeah, the whole office heard you.
So please do keep in touch. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can tweet Izzy at Twitter, whatever that address is.
.com/Izzy, ISZI _ Lawrence, LAWRENCE.
You can sign up for our Facebook group. And you can leave messages on our website. Unsurprisingly, both our papers are full of celebrities this week.
Yeah.
I say that, but I would say 90% of the people in my Take 5 magazine I've never heard of.
It's quite scary. I've got T4 at the Beach thing, and I don't know any of them.
So I want you to guess who said this in my They Said What column.
Okay.
My dad thought I was crazy. He thought I was nuts, that I was doing drugs and had lost my mind.
Winston Churchill.
Lady Gaga. I don't know who that is.
She reminds me so much of Liza Minnelli, and she's really quite cool and funky and sexy and little and short and weird, but her music just sucks. And it annoys me that I don't like her music, because I actually quite like her. I saw some live performances from a Glastonbury type thing, and yeah, I was thinking, she's really quite cool. It's just all her music is just...
I'm not the type of feminist that's afraid to be sexy. Who said that?
Bernard Manning.
Megan Fox, who I know is in Transformers, so I know her.
Robots in the Sky. Yeah, the opening shot of her in Transformers 2 is basically looking right up her ass.
Right.
I mean, she's on a motorbike, and she looks so amazingly like out of a magazine, and you're just like, that's a bit wrong.
I bet almost entirely she's CGI now, the amount of touching up they've done on her. Dirty. It's so crazy, but I just find that cleaning out my house changes my life. Who said that?
Ooh, that'd be difficult. Is it the new Speaker of the House of Commons? Who? Satire? Yeah?
Yeah, no, it's Cameron Diaz.
See, she improved with facial hair. Oh, no, I think you're Gwyneth Paltrow. Never mind.
Now, this is a quote they've said trying to point out that this person is crazy and that she's talking stupid, but I actually think it makes a lot of sense. Nudity is the greatest costume because no one is looking at you as a person. all they see is your body. And I think that's a fair point. That's not a crazy thing to say.
True.
But do you know who said it?
Was it Prince Charles?
No, it was Mary Louise Parker.
Who?
Amy off the West Wing.
Oh!
And she looks amazing in that picture.
Cool.
So beat that.
5 minutes with the sex god.
5 minutes with the sex god, that's an oxymoron, surely. You can't be a 5 minute sex god.
You can.
That's like a 5 day diet.
I only need 5 minutes with Rickman, I swear.
No, he would only need 5 minutes with you.
But he'd want to get away very quickly, believe me.
Right, so who's the 5 minute sex god?
Nick Knowles.
Who?
The Wildest Dreams presenter. And if you saw his face, you'd know who he was. What's the guy the guy with the really small head and the big hands who's in Jurassic Park who whispers a lot?
Jeff Goldblum?
Yes, Jeff Goldblum with the black hair and the leather jacket. He looks a bit like him, but more boring. And they've got two pictures of him. One of him's from Cosmopolitan, where he's naked apart from a hat over his penis. Ew. Little penis hat, very dapper. And then the other one, he's sat on a chair with the bow tie off. And he's got exactly the same expression, which is, why sexy face?
Is it his O face?
No, it's, you know, it's like one raised eyebrow, sort of like grinning wryly, going, I will sleep with you now if you are stupid.
Is it like George Clooney's sexy face?
No, because George Clooney's sexy face is him sort of like, you know, going, I've been in this corridor before. That's his sexy face, right? George Clooney's just sexy.
Right.
But Nick Knowles has to get in a certain pose.
Harrison Ford's sexy face is like, there's something in my pants, but I don't know what. And he's got a slightly confused look. I think that's his sexy face.
Anna Rickman's sexy face is, I'm trying to add up all the oranges I've bought in my life. And I hate you.
So there we go. We've just wasted 4 minutes.
No. Don't you want to know? 5 minutes.
No.
Let me just read you this, right? What is it about you that makes women go weak at the knees? His response? That's a hard one. I laugh.
It's time to jewel our humdongers now in a weird phallic...
floppy way.
Floppy.
Yeah, well, a humdonger's going to be floppy.
Of course it will be a flopper, yeah. Dirty dancing. It's the world's hottest workout. And it's using dirty dancing as exercise. Now, it's fairly innocuous for most of it. It's all about dancing and doing knee lifts and stretches. But it has one technique... dirty dancing has one technique called smearing.
Right.
And the classic move to get down and dirty with your man while toning the thighs, hips and bum. With your partner's knee between your legs locked together, bend your knees, then rotate your hips while rocking back and forward.
And snap your spine.
And you've got to do it whilst dancing to Hungry Eyes, apparently.
Hungry Eyes.
Is that how it goes? I literally don't know the song.
I haven't seen the film. I saw Strictly Ballroom, except Strictly it wasn't ballroom dancing and they shouldn't have won.
I've seen several good films this week. First of all, I saw Juno, which is really good. I thought I'd be annoyed with it, but it was really good.
Cool.
And Ellen Page is amazingly good. I then saw Crash, not the dirty one about them having sex with road accidents. The one about racism in Los Angeles.
And having sex with road accidents, but only involving white vans. There you go.
And Adam Curtis's new experimental film, which is on his website for a few weeks, called It Felt Like a Kiss.
Gonna watch that.
Which is good. I'll send you the link. But I really missed his voiceover.
He didn't have a voiceover.
No, that's what makes
Adam Curtis.
Is his voiceovers. But you'll see it. It's pretty good. So anyway, how does your humdonger measure up to my flopper?
Mine's a phallic shame. It's not even a phallic shame. It's a sunburn shame.
Right.
This is in a section called Celeb Bodies.
Oh.
From tan lines to scorching burn, these celebs prove you can really have too much fun in the sun. And they basically got pictures of Terry Thatcher, not Thatcher, Hatcher, though that would be amusing if she was related to our ex-Prime Minister. Danielle Lloyd and Kim Kardashian.
Is Kim Kardashian actually a Kardashian?
Alas, not.
Has she got vertebrae on the side of her neck?
No, she's basically at the moment got the opposite of panda eyes, where her face is red and her eyes are white because she's worn sunglasses. But apart from that, know nothing about her other than the one Eminem lyric which goes, Kim Kardashian's a man. So that's all I can think of when I see her. Also, the people they've got burning up are people like Anne McPartlin and Janice Dickinson, I don't know, and Sly Stallone. They've also got Lucy Benjamin, who ages ago used to be on EastEnders.
Oh, yeah.
She looks really red in it, but then again, so does the white background behind her. So what they've done is they've just cranked up the red in the colour before printing, and I think it's cheating.
I remember seeing a picture of Calista Flockhart at the Oscars in one of the tabloids, and they go, God, look how thin she is, look how thin she is. And then in another paper, there was the same picture, and I compared the two pictures, and what they'd done in the tabloid was they'd stretched it. So you could actually, if you looked in the background, you could see these really tall, thin people. It's pathetic.
It's just ridiculous. Like, judge us, but don't judge yourself. But you should judge yourself because you're not the best weight.
Look at her sexy body. You want it, don't you? But not hers, because it's not as sexy as this one. And no, we shouldn't all be obsessed with the image, but look at these images.
To be honest, if you bought the Sunday Mirror this week, you did it for the exclusive 5-day Bikini Blitz diet, Jordan's Night of Lust with a Cage Fighter, and Jacko and Me, Life at Netherland Together, the truth behind those fourth child claims.
The thing is, I've got all of those stories in my paper.
Do you have a free barbecue kit worth 15 quid?
This is a conversation for the next section.
I'll meet you there.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements, and I think you do. You can win. I don't mind. It's fine. You know, my paper's rubbish. You might as well win.
I'm going to take that. I haven't won in a while now, and I'm feeling it, Simon.
I thought you'd be magnanimous, right, and say, no, the mirror was rubbish, but you're going to take that hollow victory.
I'm going to take a hollow victory. I've decided I need it. I need to feel wanted.
All right, with that hollow victory, you have to take a DVD copy of Hollow Man, which is the worst film I've seen in about 10 years.
Hollow Man is brilliant. They go up an escalator, not an escalator, a lift shaft, right? And a lift hits him on the shoulder and he's all right. A lift, falling lift, like several tons of metal hits him in the shoulder and he can still climb up the stairs. Oh, it's amazing, Hollow Man.
But if you're going to have a film with Kevin Spacey in it, right?
It's so rubbish.
Don't make him invisible. The only redeeming feature in that film is that Kevin, what's his name?
It's not Kevin Smith. Imagine a Jay and Silent Bob film, right? But Silent Bob's invisible.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the only redeeming feature in that film is that Kevin Bacon is in it.
Yeah.
And they rubbed him out. They went, no, we don't need him. Right, so yeah, all right. You have to watch that film if you're going to take this victory.
I've watched it.
No, I mean again.
Cool.
Are you telling me you will happily watch that film again?
I will happily
watch
it. You'll
go out, you'll buy the DVD.
I won't buy it, I'll rent it.
You'll spend money on the DVD.
I probably won't spend money because I'll get... Blockbuster's got deals, so you can get one free and I'll do that.
See, I think you have to spend money on it.
I don't think I have to do anything you say, Simon. I just think that you suddenly gave away something, realised you could have actually bargained it away and are now back-treading like crazy while I'm walking away from your store with the item that I've purchased and you're there going, no, no, I could have...
Yeah, I essentially bartered wrong, didn't I? You said, yeah, I'll give you 20 quid for it. I said, no, give me 5.
Yeah.
Fine. But I rest easy in the knowledge that you now have to go and watch Hollow Man.
You were in Tiffany's. You said, here, have all my shit.
Do Tiffany's sell shit?
Well, yeah. That and diamonds. They don't sell and diamond. I could see why I got confused, can't you?
So essentially, the paper you should have bought last week
was the Sunday Mirror.
No.
Not the Daily Star Sunday.
God damn.
And I did it right. You don't even get a point. I am a winner.
Well, you just avoided saying the name of my paper. That doesn't make you good.
It does make me good, Simon. I'm a very good person.
Mm-hmm.
I go to church every Sunday.
Join us next week when you will find that your iTunes feed is still up to date because I am brilliant.
So double click on our Facebooks, tweet me, email Simon, and have a jolly good week.
Cheerio.
Bye. I win.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.